Welcome back to the She Wakes Up at 5 a.m. podcast. My name's Lindsay.
And I'm Kellyanne.
And we are back for another week.
Another week. Busy week.
Yeah. How's everything for you?
Things are good. Just like very busy. I'm leaving for Wisconsin in 2.5 weeks. 3 weeks, actually. But It feels like less because I'm going away the weekend before I leave for Wisconsin. So I actually only have 2 weeks until I leave. Which is crazy. I just feel like it really snuck up on me and I was not ready. So yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize how quickly you were going to be there.
Yeah. So I was looking at my calendar and like I was letting all my jobs know, and I'm very lucky. Like my Pure Bar studio is wonderful and they let me sort of come and go. But she was like, I'm making the May schedule. Like, when do you leave again? And I was like, oh, I leave this day. She was like, oh, wow, that's soon. And I was like, is it? And then I looked at the calendar and I was like, oh, I have 2 weeks to buy shorts and make sure I have enough of everything. But I'm excited because I'm driving with I booked the show with my friend Jillian. So we're going to drive together. So we're going to road trip.
That's going to be really fun.
I'm going to try to vlog it on Reels.
Yes, vlog.
We'll yes, vlog. Period vlog. So yeah, and then I had a self-tape today due that was due. That was like a little stressful because what I always do for that is I have a friend of mine like read the lines on a voice memo, and you basically like read your lines and then you like read the other person's lines like in your head so it leaves space for them to respond. And so I was sometimes recording with that can be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like trying to finish that today, which was due at 5, and then I had to sing for confirmation. So it was like a very long, packed day. And I had a session with my coach, which I'll tell you about later. But yeah, it was a really crazy week. How about you? How's your week?
Not bad. Not bad. It's flying by. April's almost done.
I can't believe it.
We are approaching my birthday month.
Yay.
Crazy.
Gemini season.
And then I leave for Colorado on May 2nd. So in like 2 weeks, which I'm a little nervous about because I am a hypochondriac. And I have the fear of getting altitude sickness. And no one like planning this trip even thought about it until I mentioned it in our meeting. And they were like, oh no, because this group of people are insane and they drink and yeah. They're like, oh my God, everyone's going to be so sick the entire time. And we have activities. I was like, yeah. So yeah. The management is really like not feeling too great about it right now because
the wheels are falling off.
They're a little concerned about everyone feeling okay. So TBD. Sure.
Be careful drinking up there because it like will hit you harder.
Well, God. Well, I'm not drinking.
I know you don't drink.
But yes, everyone is. And I bought these patches that hopefully work. Yeah, I'm bringing a whole pharmacy.
I love that. If you're listening and you're from that area and you have any tips and tricks, send them to Lindsay because she needs them.
I just know like I'm going to hydrate like the whole week. Leading up, like I'm going to drink tons of water from to getting to the airport at the airport. And like, they said to put the patches on while you're like in travel route. So like I will put it on the plane. So when I get there, hopefully my body will acclimate pretty quick.
We played Denver on Cats. And when I was on the Cats tour, and it was wild. And like it's really funny. Like the hydration is so important, seriously. But I remember like I'm a power walker on the treadmill. So like I would always try to use the gym in the hotel. And like normally I can walk like 45 minutes to an hour, like no issue. Like, I mean, I'm sweating, but like I can do it. And I literally lasted 25 minutes on the treadmill. And I was like, what is happening? And then my friend Aiden was like, girl.
The air.
There's altitude. And I was like, whoa, it's crazy. You don't realize it until all of a sudden you're like, why can't I breathe?
That's why I'm like, how the heck did Taylor Swift perform in Denver?
I don't know, man. I really don't. I don't know. I feel like she has to have like some Olympic level, because I know a lot of the Olympic training centers are in Colorado. Because if you train at altitude, by the time you get to normal temperature, you're like flying. So I have to believe that she's got some sort of altitude tank.
Maybe that's just oxygen. She's just like on oxygen the entire day leading up to it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I was thinking that could maybe her tread, like, you know, that the article came out that she like sings her whole set list while walking on the treadmill or running on the treadmill. Maybe she does it in like an altitude tank.
There's a lot of singers that do that. I've seen videos of Miley doing that. A lot of people do that to like work up their stamina, especially if they sing live.
Yeah, especially if you're doing like a concert tour where you're singing. I mean, that show, Taylor Swift's show was like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
I remember watching it on Disney Plus and being like, how is she still standing up? I would be asleep.
Yeah.
Asleep, girl.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy. Personal updates from us. I started a Bookstagram.
Yeah, you did.
It's so fun. I love it. It's called KDC Bookshelf. I love it. And if you, I was sharing a lot of my reads on Instagram stories, and I was like, I'm reading a lot. I should probably just put it somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like having so much fun with it. So, so yeah, if you're interested in that, if you want to know what I'm reading and stuff, feel free to follow it. It's KDC Bookshelf. It'll be in the show notes too, but, and it's in my, if you follow my personal Instagram, it's in my Instagram bio. I'm loving it. I'm really loving it. It's so much fun.
That's really cute.
Yeah. Thanks. What else? Oh. I just started working with an intuitive eating coach, which is like, this is only my second week. Shout out to Terry at Three Circle Health. She's amazing. It's only my second week, but it's been like insane, changing my life in like such a wonderful, like balanced, grounded way that doesn't feel, I don't know. I've had a lot of food issues, like trigger warning if you're not disordered eating and stuff, but like, I had a lot of restrictive issues like in college because I went to school for musical theater, and the faculty at the time was not responsible about the way that they talked about students' bodies. Mm. And then, you know, you go into the entertainment industry and also I've been in theater since I was seven. So like, I've always been around adults who feel like they have like liberty to talk about my appearance.
Of course.
So then I would go and went to college and it was like on steroids. And I was also like grieving the loss of my dad. Yeah. And then, I came out of college and then went right into pageants. So I competed in the Miss USA system and worked with a nutritionist and a trainer who was good, but also like was training me for a peak moment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And did not teach me how to really make it a lifestyle, in my opinion. And it was also extremely restrictive. And it was very like good foods, bad foods. All these like very learned rules about food and how they affect you and stuff. And then kind of like fluctuated from there and then worked with a trainer who got so much of my money, who basically introduced the idea of macros into
mm-hmm.
my life
mm-hmm.
and really messed up my body, like really messed up my body. Mm. I was eating so much protein. I was feeling so puffy and bloated and not in sync with myself. And I ended up ending that with her because I just like didn't feel like myself. Like I just did not. I didn't like how my body looked and I didn't feel good. And I like literally started. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, weren't you with – was this someone that you did online?
Yeah.
And because you used to post about her, right? Okay, sorry. I was just trying to make sure this is the right person.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I just couldn't eat as much food as she wanted me to.
Mm.
And I also like, if I'm honest, like my relation, sorry, we're really like diving in right away. My relationship with working out, I've always been somebody who like really enjoys more low impact. I've never enjoyed lifting heavy. I know that's like not the cool thing to say, but like, I just don't enjoy it. I don't care if I can squat 200 pounds. I really don't care about that. I've always really enjoyed it. I taught Pure Barre for 6 years. I love the Sculpt Society. I love Pilates on a reformer. I love low impact things that like are for longevity versus like high impact on your joints. I don't have the knees to be a runner. Like my body just rejects mm-hmm. high intensity training.
Yeah.
And I used to think it was because I was lazy until I was in the best shape of my life and I still hated it. So I knew like, you know, it was something like intuitive within me that I was like, this does not feel good on me. Like, let me just cut out the noise and do what feels good. And in the first week working with Terry, it's been like, it's like brought up so much like emotion and like things I didn't know I was like storing and struggling with and things that I, stories I'm telling myself in my head about food and what's going to happen in my, like, just, it's been really, really great. It's only a week and a half and like, it's been really, really great. So I'm really looking forward to finishing out the 6 weeks with her. Cause it's only 6 weeks, which I love even more. Mm-hmm. It's not like this open-ended, like take all my money.
Right.
and at the end of the 6 weeks, like you are able to kind of run your own ship, which is amazing. So I'm really excited to sort of see how I feel at the end and be able to finally just like leave the food rules behind and move on with my life and feel like secure in my choices and secure in how I navigate meals, which I have not been in like almost 20 years.
I'm curious to say, what's the difference between intuitive eating coach rather than a nutritionist?
I think the difference is it's not really about nutrients. I mean, it is, like, because you want to choose things that are good for you, but also it's like, it's more so about like the way you eat and like how, whether or not you're honoring what your body is asking you for and like tapping into when you're hungry. Are you eating because you're bored? Are you eating with you're distracted? Or like things like that. It's more about that. And then it's also about like, my biggest lesson that I've learned is that I have to slow down. Mm. Like when I actually eat, like within my, like when I honor the way that I feel while in a meal, mm-hmm. I eat a lot less because I get full faster. I was eating so distractedly.
Sorry.
That I was, okay, that I was overeating.
Mm-hmm.
And also like, having the freedom to be like, this is not a bad food. It's just like what my body wants right now. It's just mentally, it's totally a different shift. I have a issue with like, I was on MyFitnessPal for like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I logged on to my first like consult with her, I was like, just to be so clear, I'm not logging anything. I refuse to log like nutrients. I refuse to log carbs, fats, protein. I don't care. It's so triggering for me. I cannot be attached to an app. Mm-hmm. Like it really stresses me out. And she was like, great, we're not going to do that. So no worries. I was like, great. So it's more so like nutritionist is more so like if you are having a nutritional issue where like you need to make sure you're getting XYZ for your like actual health versus like the stories that we're telling ourselves about food and like how to honor your hunger and like how to decipher when it's like, oh, I'm bored. Or, oh, I'm anxious. Like a lot of my food issues also is related to auditions.
Mm.
Like the way that my anxiety manifests mm-hmm. affects how I eat and fuel my body. And like if I'm going to be on Broadway one day, I do need to like learn how to do this now so that like when I'm at the top of the mountain, that's the last thing I'm worrying about.
Correct.
So it's been a really, really wonderful week and a half. And it's just taught me a lot about myself. And I'm so excited to see like where I end up. And I'll put Terry's information in the show notes. She's awesome. If anybody who's listening if what I'm saying resonates and you need to talk to somebody, like she's amazing. Like so, so great.
That's really cool. Speaking on this, the realm of food, I met with my nutritionist today for the first time.
How did you like him?
I mean, it was just food, like not food intake. Sorry. It was just like, mm-hmm. intake, like she was just asking questions and importing information. And mm-hmm. next week will be more. She said she has a couple of ideas of where she would steer me to go. Like,
cool.
Maybe a couple. And I was like, I told her everything I was allergic to from like my skin prick test. And she was just like, I would get a second opinion because a lot of this is very restrictive. Like, you literally can't eat anything. And only one thing that I've noticed that makes me feel sick when I eat is soy, and that is one of the things that I'm allergic to. So like mainly like soy sauce base. Like I haven't had Asian food in months, and it sucks because I love Thai food and sushi. So he's like, stay away from that. And then like stuff like bananas and turkey, like none of that stuff was bothering me, but I was going because of my dark circles. So I'm like, I don't want to keep making myself sick if this isn't like, you know, hindering whatever.
Yeah.
So she wants me to get a second opinion.
Can't hurt.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, I'm wheat doesn't really, I don't really do well on wheat. I don't feel great on it, and I'm, you know, allergic to rye and all the things. And I was like, I don't mind going on a gluten-free diet, but I like, it's okay if I have to. And she's like, no, I like, you're not tested. Like, you haven't tested positive for like a celiac. There's no need for you to be gluten-free. Right. So she said, we're just going to have to.
A lot of times people who go gluten-free, like who don't need to, end up giving themselves a gluten intolerance.
Yeah. So I'm like.
Which is wild.
Yeah. So I'm like trying, like I kind of like went extreme and I kind of like nixed a lot of things off my diet.
Sure.
Just because I was like.
Because it was scary because you were getting sick all the time. Like,
yeah.
And I would have wanted you. I would have done the same thing.
I didn't know what was making me sick. Again, I ate a lot of watermelon during that time, and I'm allergic to watermelon apparently. So it's like. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think I would definitely get a second opinion. At least then you get more information.
Yeah. And so so that was interesting because I have, because I was so sick last year, I have developed a food, I've developed food anxiety.
Yeah.
Totally. Mainly when I go out to eat with friends or just go out in general and eat, and not being close to home is like really triggering for me. So, and it sucks because I like going out, I like taking myself on dates and going out to eat, or, you know, bebopping around town, and just like not in the mood for trying to figure out like what's the safest route for me to get home without like having to pull over and feel like I have to throw up. And so I don't know if it's triggering anxiety. And so another thing I'm trying to do is find a therapist so I can be doing this at the same time.
Yes, girl.
Because I got to get this under control.
Terry says the way you eat is the way you do everything. She's like, what you like what the biggest lesson that I will learn throughout this intuitive eating process is that it's not really about the food.
Yeah.
And like, that's so interesting to me is how it's all connected, because it's so true. Like my first week I was super in tune with my body and like working out, like my mental health, it was all so okay. And then like yesterday I had a self-tape due and I had anxiety about it and I felt completely different, and I took class that night and I did not like feel connected to my body in class. It's like, it's so true. Like it really is all so connected for sure. So I think that's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
People don't talk about this, but getting a therapist is scary. So good for you for doing the hard thing, because it's not easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's to the point where I'm like, my mom's like, you need to go talk to someone. I was like, It's
for me, when the people around you can't help or like can't figure out what to say, sometimes it's really helpful to have an outside perspective who you can literally say anything to and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Not that they can't, that's a weird way to put that, but like they can't tell the people. Like if you go and you complain about, I don't know, like your friend who's bothering you, like it'll never get back to them. It's right. A complete safe space. And it's like, that is so valuable, especially when you're trying to externally process things. Like if you're listening to this and you're like not sure about, you've been feeling like the pull to go to therapy, absolutely do it. Like it is an expense, but like the long-term benefits, if you can afford it, are like astronomical, truly. Like it saved my life.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. And I think that there's a lot of anxiety I have, you know, like coming off of like the death of my grandmother and sure. Like kind of living in limbo, not really knowing what's going to happen next with like, you know, yes, I know I said I plan on moving to Austin, but I don't know when that is. I don't really, I'm kind of like in limbo with my job because right now there's no really opening spots to transfer different departments. So I'm like at a standstill because I'm like, I need to make more money, but I really like the company I'm at, but don't really like what I'm doing. So it's like it's hard because I've been harboring a lot of anxiety. And then like, I don't sleep very well. I've been waking up every, like in the middle of the night. Like, so it's, I think everything's connected.
It's all connected.
Yeah. So I'm like, I need to get this under control because I cannot live like this anymore.
At least like getting it out, like talking to somebody about it and like having somebody listen and just like saying how you feel and like expressing what you're going. Sometimes, honestly, my first like three sessions with my therapist, I just cried the whole time. I barely said anything. I just cried the whole time.
Yeah.
And then like, sometimes just having somebody be like, you're right, it's actually very hard what you're going through, is so helpful.
Right.
Just having somebody like validate that like you're struggling because it's hard.
Right.
You know, it's I can't say enough about it. My therapist is, I'm obsessed with her. Like, I love her so much. Truly. Like, I'm like, can we be friends? I know you're my therapist, but can we be buddies? Like, so I'm excited for you. I think it's going to change like your whole world. I really do.
Yeah.
Especially because you're such a sensitive person to energy and you're such a discerning person. Mm-hmm. But like, once you have more information, I feel like that will be such a game changer for you.
Yeah. And I live in a house with my parents who are, how can I say this politely? They don't really get along very well. So it's like, I'm getting their energy and like all their baggage and stuff. And I'm like trying to like figure out what I have, like my own stuff.
Totally.
And I'm like dealing with y'all. I'm trying to be Switzerland. Like, why?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, it's literally the curse of the firstborn daughter. Like, really, it is the energy that you need to feel like you have to take care of everything. And like, you become the parent to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's very,
oh yeah.
It's a lot. So anywho,
that's so true.
Just a shout out to everyone who listened to our previous episode about dating. We got a lot of great feedback from some peeps and,
yeah, thanks for being so nice.
So, I mean, it was a very vulnerable episode. We both cried. So
we literally both cried. And I was like, I'm not going to cry. And then I was like, yeah.
And then but, I like was listening to it again. And I'm like, oh, I'm crying listening to myself cry.
Yeah, same. Yeah, that's a good one. So, it felt good to talk about it too. Because I think a lot of people, like, it's pretty mainstream, I feel like, to talk about like dating in your 30s. But like, it's not quite so mainstream to like talk about being the only single friend in a group of people who are all found their person. So like, if that rings a bell, feel free to go back and listen to the episode. We had a ball of a time recording it. Bring tissues. It was a whole thing. But yeah. But you know who had a great weekend? What a great weekend.
Wow.
She looked so good. Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about, Santa Bale had their annual polo match with Nacho and Harry, which I love few things less than I love watching men play polo on horses. That is something that we could really use more of in America. Anyway. wow. Sorry, weird tangent. Anyway, I just like, she looked so good.
Vision.
They're just the best. Like, I just love them. They're just the best. I like don't understand the hate. I really like, she's so gorgeous. They're such a darling couple. And Nacho and his wife, whose name I never remember. What's her name?
Delfina.
Thank you. I love that name too. I can't believe I didn't remember it. Just everyone looked great. Everyone seemed like they were having a wonderful time. And, you know, not much else to say. Just like had the best time. Yeah, loved it.
She looked impeccable.
Impeccable. Impeccable.
I think this is like the best she's ever looked. And I say this every time I see her, but it's true. And it's like because we don't see her very often. And so when we do, it's like, whoa, wow.
Yeah. And she looks incredible.
And then there was this picture of her. It was like, I think it was the dinner either the night before or after. I think it's the night before.
Oh my god, the backless dress,
you guys.
Megan, respectfully, you did not have to go that hard. Okay, we're all doing our best.
Literally, just her back in general. I mean,
the reformer is reforming.
Yes, and I'm like, what the heck? And we still don't have a full photo of her, just the back. And then these sleuths on the internet found the dress and posted it. I was just like, you guys are out insane. I was just like, wow, she's a real treat.
And then we saw they're starting the documentary for the polo match.
Yes.
Documentary. I did not say that well.
We're a docuseries.
Roll that back. Thank you. There's Harry and Nacho, I believe, are releasing a docuseries about polo and the match that they hold for Santa Bali every year. And that'll be on Netflix in the future. As will Megan's cooking show,
which we were saying it was coming. That was what was happening.
Not to brag, but we did really call that. Like, good for us.
Yes.
High five.
High five.
High five.
So we got that information that they are both coming out with their own respective shows. And with Harry, I believe that he is not, that he's going to be in parts of it, but it's very just, it's just going to be focused on the athletes. It's going to, and I think it's a really good, they're going to be in good company because there's very niche sports that are not as mainstream, or at least weren't as mainstream in America as they are in other places of the world. So there's like the F1 series, Drive to Survive. You have Breakpoint, which tennis is all the rage right now, or is getting a lot of buzz. And then you have Full Swing, which is the golf series, and there's
kind of loving it.
Yeah, and it's and there's a lot of soccer series at, right now with like different teams in Europe. So
yeah, Wrexham.
Yeah, the Wrexhams, and it's on Hulu and like all this other stuff. So I think it's great. I mean, no one really in America really knows about polo. I mean, I know here in Houston we have a polo. I don't know what they're even called, arenas or fields.
Fields?
A polo field?
Pitch. Is it a pitch?
I don't know. I think it's a field.
Like a polo pitch. A polo. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah,
I'm
look it
Google
up.
It.
But we have one here. And my friend Molly was like, should we go in May? I was like, please.
Yes, you should go. Absolutely. And order that dress.
Yes, order the dress.
What do you call the field for polo? For a polo match is what it's called. The pitch. I was right. Period. The pitch. Thank you. I will be here all day. Thank you so much. I feel like I should win a game. Yeah, and the end of the goalpost in the field is 300 yards. The pitch. I knew it.
Okay, well, there we go.
It's a match. Go see the match on the pitch. it's whatever.
So, yes. So, that's happening. And then Megan's show is going to be cooking, gardening, entertaining. And I'm really excited because this show is what I like about it is because, and this is going head to head, in conjunction with American Riviera Orchard. I think what I love about this the most is that this is fun for her, and it's not necessarily a cause driven initiative, which we're used to.
It's like
seeing.
Chill.
Yeah, it's
show
this
the
is
personality.
Like, yes. So it's for her. I did a little like wish list on my Megan's Substack, which I have. So you should go check that out. It's called The Former Miss Tig, and I kind of go into what I would like to see from the show. But yeah, I'm excited. I have some suspicions of when it could be coming out, or if I think it's already in production, I believe.
Yeah, I think so too. So, I wonder if she's going to have guests.
Well, I think so because it says entertaining with friends. So it's like, is she going to be cooking a meal with someone and they're all going to sit around a table and like chat?
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Like a guest who's coming to dinner type of
thing. Oh, I love that.
I wrote that in my Substack.
She loves to make breakfast. She's a big breakfast girly. So I'm wondering if it'll be something like, that would be so cool. I wonder who she'll have.
Yeah. I think it'd be really, really cool. And then like the rollout for the pre-launch / gifting for American Riviera Orchard, for everyone who's been wondering, she's been sending 50 baskets of jam to
strawberry jam
to her friends. And it's been really cool to see who's been posting them. Not everyone's posted, but
yeah,
you have people like Delphina, you have
Mindy Kaling,
her friend, what is her name, the one that's for
Tracy. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Somebody posted that they were like, if this is so Olivia Pope coded, and I was like, yes, it is.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't watch Scandal, one of her dreams with Olivia Pope is a fixer in DC, and she's, spoiler alert, if you didn't watch Scandal and you're going to turn it off, spoiler alert, she is in love with the president of the United States. And their like dream together is to go live in a house in Vermont and make jam. And she's always been known for saying like Olivia Pope is like her favorite character. If she could like play anybody, it would be Olivia Pope, whatever.
Yeah.
And So having her like make, she like literally took her Prince of England and moved to California and is making jam. It's so Olivia Pope coated. I love it so much. Does that make us gladiators?
Yes.
Okay. Gladiators in sun hats.
Yeah. Or
great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. That's the title of the episode. Gladiators in sun hats.
Yes. So the tweet is Meghan Markle wearing fabulous coats, quitting her job, running off with her fancy husband, and making jam is extremely Olivia Pope coded. I'm like, yes.
Gladiators and sun hats, honey. Absolutely.
Yeah, I live. So that happened, and she's just been getting so much buzz about like how like amazing she looked in, you know, the this new show and everything. And so I just, you know, people like to say she doesn't, you know, she is kind of slow, like, but there's stuff.
It's me. You can call me out. It's me. I do say that. You can call me out. It's totally fine.
Kellyanne says that she's slow.
I do believe that. Let me just back myself up here. The follow through is slow. I love her to pieces. You know that. And if I don't criticize y'all, then I don't love you. But I think, and I said this to you, like the day before, I was like,
no, this
I
is the don't day need, of.
This is, oh no, literally the day of. Sorry, yes. You're right. In the morning of, we were talking about follow through and I was like, it's killing me. I was like, it's not that she owes anybody anything. It's not that. It's the fact that like the timeline, like the market is what it is. People expect things quickly. So if you're going to announce something, you at least need to drop Easter eggs. But this is what that was. And look how exciting we were. You know what I mean? Like, it's a really good thing. I'm just saying like, I hope that like this is the way that she'll operate going forward because it's so smart and it's so delightful. Like when she does drop things, we get so excited. I just want it to succeed. Yeah. I don't want it to lose momentum. It comes from a good place, I promise.
I think it's going to launch as you know, they're getting stuff now. I think it's going to either launch the end of this month or early April. I mean, or early May.
Our wedding anniversary?
May 19th. Wow. I need a life. I need a life. I only know this is because it's like a couple days before my birthday. So that's why I know this. Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
I don't even remember friends' birthdays, but I remember Meghan Harry's wedding anniversary.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
But it's because it's like 4 days before my birthday.
Uh-huh.
So.
Sure. Okay.
Wow. That was I have no shame. I have literally, like, when I was living in LA, like, if I had a bad day, I would turn on their wedding.
Oh, I don't blame you. I love it.
And then I would play their wedding album in my car.
I do listen to Stand By Me.
Oh, it's so good.
So I cry every time.
I'm not weird. I'm just specific.
Yeah. If I'm sad about dating, I play Stand By Me. And I have a good cry and then I feel better and that's on self-care. So yeah, the Polo match was a joy. Cooking show is coming out. Polo's docuseries is coming out. An American Riviera Orchard is on its way. So we are moving and grooving all aboard the gladiators in a sun hat train.
Yeah.
What else? Oh my gosh. It was also a great weekend because the Bridgerton trailer dropped.
Yes.
It was 2 minutes and 33 seconds of literal pure joy. And I am so excited for Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton. Is that his last name? Nuke Luton.
Yeah.
I just said Nuke Luton.
It's like a fig Newton, but Luke Newton.
Luke Newton. He is literally a fig Newton. Luke Newton. Sorry, guys. We've all had really long days. We're real punchy. Luke Newton, who plays Colin. I am so excited. I'm so ready for that show to come back. I started season one, re-binging.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing my memory. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. It just looks a lot brighter. I'm like, they got a bigger budget.
Oh, yeah,
they got for a bigger sure. budget. Everyone, like... Penelope looks the best she's ever looked.
Uh-huh. The wig is wigging.
Like, those finger curls are gone. Thankfully. Period. I'm like, I Thank can't God. Do it anymore. Same. So, yeah. It's the sets look bright. Like, it just looks very rich.
He looks so good. I don't know what he's eating, but it's working.
It's called Bridgerton Boot Camp, BBC.
It's literally Bridgerton Boot Camp, BBC. Yeah, literally, it's Bridgerton Boot Camp. You're not kidding. BBC. Let's go, honey.
Yep. So that's happening in May. It's going to be in two parts.
Yes.
So we will be talking about it. So make sure you're watching.
You better believe I'm going to be talking about it. And I said this on my Instagram story, but it's so true. I'm so excited for Nicola Coughlan to be the subject of a romantic story. Like being the looking the way she does, you know, it's like, it's few and far between that we see women who are not rail thin.
Yeah.
As romantic protagonists in series and movies and film and TV in a way that isn't like a Lena Dunham quirky box, or like, it's like women with curves in this industry are not just good for like punchlines or quirky commentary or awkward intimacy scenes. Like it's really good. I think it's really important to have her be with someone like Luke Newton and normalize the idea that like the strapping male lead will also go for a woman who is I mean, Nicola Coughlan is gorgeous, but like will also be on film like wanting a woman who has curves.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like normalizing that like mid-sized to plus-size women are also deserving of romance and love. And it's so important, I think. So I'm so excited to see how that plays out and how they handle it. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. And Nicholas, 37.
I can't get over it. 37. She looks incredible.
I'm just
also like 37 is not old, but she it's not incredible. Old,
but like 37 is still.
I thought 30 or like 29.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. But I was like,
did you ever watch Derry Girls?
I tried to watch it. I didn't really get into it, but I wasn't in the right headspace to get into it. But I heard it's great.
Got it. It's very funny.
Yeah, I heard it's really funny.
Yeah, it's very, very funny. Especially like I went to Catholic school for a small amount of time, so some of it really slapped. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that person. Yeah, for sure. It's great. Real good.
It's awesome. And let's talk about Zendaya, the woman that she is, because I love this woman down so much. And I love the fact that she is just a normal girl who really loves to get dressed.
Yep.
And likes, I mean, it's not even like she's a pretty like normal dresser normally, like her everyday, like she's very, not basic, but she doesn't, it's not like a show.
She's like pretty chill. Like yeah, it's not, she's
very chill, kind of tomboyish.
She's not like Kanye, Jesus. She's not like Kim, like leaving the, she's not like Kim like leaving her house looking, not jump scare. She's not like Kim like leaving her house like in spandex. Like, she's just like chill. Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of has like a tomboy-esque to her when she dresses. Totally. But like what I love about her partnership with La Roche, which is her, it's not a stylist. He's a, image architects. That's what he likes to be called. A diva. He's a diva. I've met him once and he's a diva. But in the best way.
Great.
They like really like to play in. I know a lot of people like are like kind of over the whole like theme dressing, but I like it. I like a theme dressing for a premiere because it kind of like
encapsulates.
Thank you. I was missing the U.
Encapsulates is a word.
Okay. We're going to just roll with it. She really, cause like when you are removed from a role for so long, like it's wrapped usually a year prior and you've done other things since, it's nice to come back to like this character and like kind of just embody it for a while. And I feel like she does that so well. And like I watched her like she did an interview with Vogue on YouTube. It's like going through her looks throughout the time, throughout her career. And she's just like, she likes theme dressing when it comes to her promoting her movies. And some of it's like literal, and sometimes it's just like a feeling. And I just love their take on a lot of this, like with tennis style. Like Tom Brown dress. I think it's Tom Brown, but it was like the dress itself, like on the bottoms was like, it was kind of like the pinnets of a tennis skirt, but but the mesh was like the net as well. And she's like this long braid. I thought it was really like chic.
She does it in a way that's like not cheesy.
Yeah. It's not campy either. Cause it could be super campy and like kind of like, kind of costumey, but it's not. It's really, it's just amazing. And she's
still mad just to be like fashion forward, which is cool.
Yeah. And she like took references through, it's from old like black women who played tennis like back in the day. Like they took references and just different like pioneers in the like the tennis world. And I'm just really excited for this movie. I've been waiting for it since last year when they announced it was coming, and then it got pushed back because of the writer's strike.
I can't wait to see it. When does it come out?
Next week.
Oh, cool. I'll go see it.
And I heard, I've seen a lot of reviews and some people I know that got screeners for it, and they said it's very good. And cool. She is like, you like actually hate her character, which is very not on brand, but like she's always played very likable characters or very sympathetic characters for the most part. Like Rue is kind of, depends on who you talk to when it comes to like Euphoria, but this is like she makes you hate her in a way, because someone said it's a cross between Cruel Intentions and Love and Basketball.
I haven't seen Love and Basketball.
Okay.
I know. Don't be upset with me.
I'm just going to pretend you didn't say that. But
we're going to talk about that I finally watched the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Oh, yes.
And hated it.
Which, fair, but you...
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Of course it's the worst thing. I mean, it was made for literally children. It was supposed to be of its time.
There's so much wrong. It's so funny. I mean, I was laughing the whole time because it's like ridiculous.
You missed the mark. You missed the marker for when you were allowed to watch it.
Okay, well, sorry. I just like could not get over how little people were in Rome while she was there. I was like, wow, this city's deserted.
It's not supposed
to. No one's on the roads.
It was a Disney... It was a Lizzie McGuire. It was a TV show on Disney Channel. I mean, there's a lot of things that you would had to know about the show to understand. Like Lizzie, like her little character.
Cartoon. Yeah, that's like her brain.
Yeah, it's like her brain. She was ahead of her time. She was the original bit emoji, if you think about it.
Sure, she was. Hilary Duff is an atrocious actress. There, I said it. May it live on for the end of time. Atrocious. Literally atrocious. I was like, this is horrible. And sorry, that's across the board. I don't think any of her work is good. That's just me. But anyway, I just thought it was so bad. I was laughing so hard. I was like, this is hilarious. Also, that man is not Italian.
No, he's not.
Not her interest. He's not. And her Italian accent was... I just couldn't stop laughing. I had a really fun time watching it though, because I was dying laughing at it.
There's so many quotes from that movie I still quote to this day. That soundtrack is still slaps. I'm glad that you have watched
I watched Xenon.
Oh my god, my favorite.
No, it's not. Zoom, is it really?
Zoom. Yes, it is. It's one of my favorite movies.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Make my heart go boom, boom. Yeah, I wanted to go to space and live in the space station.
It was literally like Lisa Frank in Space Mountain had a baby. And I was like, what am I watching? I didn't like it either. But, it was visually better than Lizzie McGuire, I thought. And the set was cool. Like the costumes were cool and stuff. But I was like, I feel like I'm in Space Mountain. On a Lisa Frank collaboration.
There's so many people that are going to.
Don't be mad at me. Guys, I'm sorry. I missed it. I was a Disney girl, but I was not a Disney Channel girl. Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. I'll block you.
Xenon was, oh my God, there's so many. You might as well just go through the whole entire catalog because there's so many great ones in there.
What a shame I'll miss them.
I guess. Snooze, you lose.
I just missed it. I just missed the mark, as you said.
You've missed it. I know. It's hard to go back.
I did watch like Holiday in the Sun and like Passport to, I got Mary-Kate and Ashley stuff I watched. Okay. I loved those. Like Passport to Paris, like Holiday in the Sun. Vintage Megan Fox, for sure. What else? There was another one too. No, Holiday in the Sun was the one where they went to Mexico.
No, Sydney.
Sydney. What's the one that they went to?
Holiday in the Sun is when they were in the witness protection. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. Holiday in the Sun is the Bahamas. Sorry. They were at the Atlantis.
Bahamas. Okay. I knew it was tropical.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to go to the Atlantis so bad after that movie. So bad. And right on that slide. Oh, Paris, that one. And I have
the Passport to Paris was so good.
The only one I physically own is Winning London, which we're not surprised there.
Oh, Winning London. That's the third one. Loved that one. That was my favorite. I loved the Paris one, but I loved Winning London.
And Billboard Dad.
Yes, and Billboard Dad. Oh my God, TBT. That was a good one. That reminds me of, for some reason, I just thought of like, remember, did you ever watch Made in Manhattan with J-Lo?
Of course. I own it.
Oh, it's such a good movie. So do I. It's such a good movie. I should rewatch that. I love like when she comes in the peach ball gown with that insane updo. That has like 47 extensions in it. That bun is not a joke. I'm like, you're telling me that she went home with that man and that bun, that was all her hair? You're telling me that he didn't rip out some extensions by accident? You're telling me that that bun was like a graceful after party moment? Please.
It's anyway. Not supposed to be reality, Kellyanne.
Okay, Lindsay. Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. A lot of yelling. I'm getting attacked on this episode. Just feeling really victimized.
Well,
I just have had some criticism. That's all. I just have some notes. I just always have notes.
Okay.
Anyway. It's almost an hour. This went by so fast.
Wow. Because we're just gabbing away because we have...
gabbing away. Just two girls gabbing.
Are you caught up on The Girls on the Bus?
No. I have one more episode.
Okay.
Girls on the Bus is so good, you guys. If you have Max. Max?
Yeah, it's Max.
Max. If you have Max, you have to watch it. It's amazing.
That's really, really good. It's really well done.
So good. Yeah, really well done. Very funny. I love the main girl. Love her.
See, I don't like her. She's my least favorite character. What else has she been in?
I don't know.
And
then Palm Royale. Are you watching Palm Royale?
I'm so behind on that. Yeah, I started it, but I think I'm on episode 4.
I'm like loving it. I think I'm on your team. I think I'm done watching Vanderpump after this season.
I can't do it.
I just don't. It's like it's not fun anymore. I'm really enjoying Summer House though.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was tough watching Lindsay try on her wedding dress.
Yeah.
That was tough. Tough.
Where is this girl? Okay, she's been on The Longest Ride, but is that where I remember her from?
Wait, is that movie with the
Scott Eastwood? Hemsworth?
Oh, no, same Scott sort Eastwood. Of same person, different font, right?
I really like that movie. Right.
Yeah, I like that movie too. Actually, he's so hot. Who did he? She played his other girlfriend or his ex girlfriend or something, I think, or her friend. No, she played the friend.
Oh, is that the what brunette it is?
Friend? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. I'm looking because the main girl. The photos, it's blonde.
It's not Hayden Panettiere. What the heck is her name?
She's been Britt Robertson. Robertson.
What else is she? What else has she been in? She's pretty.
Yeah, she's been in some like.
That's when she was like a doctor. Oh no, I'm thinking of The Choice. I'm thinking of a different Nicholas Sparks novel.
I think I know who you're talking about. But no, yeah. She's been in like Tomorrowland. She's been in.
She in Westworld? No.
She's in Secret Circle.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Rookie's Field, Life Unexpected, A Dog's Purpose.
Okay.
Growing pains.
The choice is good, but the guy in it's not hot enough.
No, I was very confused of why they casted him, but that's.
I mean, he was funny. Like, he was attractive because of his personality.
Yeah, not but, someone I would choose.
Yeah, he wouldn't catch my eye in on a Ferris wheel, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I have a book for you to read.
Okay.
When you're done with the Court of Thorns and Roses series. It's by Emily Henry. It's called Book Lovers.
Oh, Book Lovers. I have, what's the pink book called?
Oh, Happy Place?
Yes, I have that. So I haven't read that yet.
I just read that. It's cute.
Okay.
I liked Book Lovers the best.
Okay.
That was good. I think you'd like it.
Great. Just add it to the list, the never ending list.
How's the second book going?
I haven't gotten a chance to really. I mean, what chapter am I? I think I'm on chapter 6. I'm sorry. Some nights it just gets away from me, and it's 10:30, and I gotta go to bed.
Oh, I understand.
I will try to do it tonight, actually, because I cannot be. I tried to do all my TV watching during the day while I'm working. I started a new show that I love. Reacher.
Reacher. Is that the one with Josh Hartnett?
No, but the Alan.
That's Tracker. Tracker.
Alan.
Reacher?
What is his name?
I don't know.
Alan Richardson. He is. Wow.
Interesting. Reacher. Okay.
He is. You just look him up and see what he's like. There's controversy about him right now, but you'll. A enormous hunk of man, but he's trying to solve a murder, help solve a murder, or he was originally being framed for it, and then he finds out his brother was
former military policeman solves crimes and meets out his own brand of street justice, not street justice.
Oh yeah, he can break you in half, if you know what I mean.
Don't threaten me with a good time. You know what I mean?
No, I highly recommend. I think a lot of people have been talking about it. He's been like getting like.
Okay. Anyway, cool. All right. Interesting. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. I'm on the first season. Right. There's I think 2 seasons right now, and I think 3rd season's coming. But yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it.
All right. I think that's all I have.
Same. This was kind of chaotic.
All right. Loved it. If you liked what you heard. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify, and please leave a nice review. If you didn't like it, that's okay. We're not for everybody. Feel free to move along. Find your show. You know what I mean? You can follow us You can follow the show on Instagram at SheWakesUp@5 AM Podcast, and you can follow us individually. I'm at Kellyanne DiCarlo.
And I'm at Lindsay_E_White.
And we both have individual Substacks. The links for those are in the show notes. And we have the show has its own Substack called the 5 a.m. Group Chat, where we share more in-depth things that we're loving, info on the episodes, etc. So make sure you subscribe to that. It's free. And that's it. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Love ya.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks for being with us this week. Follow us on Instagram at SheWakesUp@5 AM Podcast. And if you enjoyed our conversation, be sure to rate and subscribe to us so that you never miss an episode. Special thanks to Red Brandt for our theme song. Be sure to find more of his work on Instagram at REDDBRANDT. See you next time.